Today in Syria, two mortars exploded near one of President Bashar Assad's palaces in the capital, Damascus. No injuries reported, but the attack is a sign that the civil war is moving closer to the Syrian president. According to the UN, the Syrian conflict has claimed almost 70,000 lives since it began in March of 2011. And that, of course, has been foremost in our minds, along with the estimated millions more who have been injured or displaced. But as our next guest reminds us, the violence in Syria has also put the country's rich cultural history in peril. A few months ago, MIT historian and architect Nasser Rabat told us about the staggering number of sites under threat: Phoenician, Assyrian, biblical, Jewish, Greek, Roman, Arab, Christian, Muslim, British, French. And remains from all these peoples and empires form the composite culture of modern-day Syria. And having stood for centuries, they were in danger of being destroyed. Well, Nasser Rabat is the director of the Aga Khan Program for Islamic Architecture at MIT. He joins us in the studio to give us an update. Nasser, welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, our first thoughts, as we said, are with the people. We also think of the culture so important to the people. Now, I want to talk about some specific sites that you want to point out to us, but just again remind us, how many historical sites there? Give us a sense of the overview.
There are more than 200 registered historical sites in the country, and that's excluding the cities that have been lived in for millennia. Aleppo and Damascus, for example, vie with each other for the title of the oldest continuously inhabited city in the world. Jericho is the other city that actually comes close to that.
Six UNESCO World Heritage Sites, Christian churches, castles built by crusaders, Islamic mosques, Jewish synagogues, temples as old as Babylon. But there are three sites in particular you want to point out. What are they?
The citadel of the city of Aleppo has layers and layers of civilizations that exist in it, the last of which was discovered about 15 years ago only, dated to about 2200 BC, of a temple that has facades of stone plaques with statues of gods in relief on them. But latest reports said that the citadel has been shelled from the outside and also has been used by the government forces as a munition depot, as a place where they put their guns.
But these are government forces. This is not an outside invader. Wouldn't the Syrian government want to protect its own resources?
The fact of the matter is that in this unequal struggle, the Syrian regime is using much heavier weaponry. So even though they might claim to be protecting them, but when rebels take refuge in a monument, the Syrian government uses, let's say, a missile or something like that to hit the rebels and destroys the monument in the process.
I'm sure the regime would say the rebels should not be in that area, making not just them, but these cultural sites a target.
Of course, that's what they have been saying, indeed.
Yeah. Well, what are the two other sites that you
But the
about?
Two other sites, one of them is actually one of the most unique sites for the history of the Mediterranean. It's called the Dead Cities. You have the whole history of early Christianity represented in these 820 mostly villages, but some of them are actually pilgrimage sites, and one of them has a major cathedral in it that has been built and rebuilt all through the 10th century. Those are unique because they are the only environment that we still have almost intact, because it's all stone architecture, of a rural region from antiquity.
Have you seen it?
I have written a book on it.
Oh, well, yeah, then you've seen it. What's it like to be there?
It's just wonderful. It's actually a hilly area, famous for its olive oil before Italy and Spain took over in the modern age. So you produce the oil there for initially the pagan temples and then ultimately for lighting all the Christian churches. And that's where the prosperity came. I worry about this site simply because it is so widespread and so vast. And it is a place where people have taken refuge in these old houses and probably rebels as well. And I suspect the government is attacking them. But the second worry about that particular site is that it has more than 800 churches. All of them have mosaic floors, and the mosaic floors are so highly in demand on the black market. And I know that thuggish elements in the government and thuggish elements in the Free Syrian Army have been trading in these things.
Some of the other cultural sites in Syria, the mosque that marks the spot where, according to belief, Abraham stopped to milk his goats, ancient tablets that may contain the first mention of the biblical patriarchs. Just so much in Syria. What's the third spot that you worry about?
Well, the third spot is called the Citadel of Shaizar. The Citadel of Shaizar is overlooking the Orontes, the river that is known from antiquity that actually joins Lebanon, Syria, and Turkey today. And it's a citadel that was very active during the Crusade. The importance of the citadel is because of one character that lived in it, and he is the most well-known knight of the Islamic side during the Crusade, and the one person who wrote his memoirs. The name of the knight, appropriately, is Osama. And his name is Osama bin Munqiz. The Munqiz family is the family that controlled that citadel for more than a century. And he left us the most vivid eyewitness account, including the description of what's going on inside that citadel. And it's a rare account. We don't have much about how people lived in these citadels. This guy tells us about it.
Well, you know, I'm struck by how all these places that we worry about, that are the cultural sites in Syria that may be being destroyed, how much they lasted through, including a lot of turmoil.
Yes.
And they still stood, possibly till now. What does that say to you?
Well, it says to me that as much as we claim to be much more, I hate to use the word, but much more humanistic than our predecessors, much more concerned about the heritage, underneath that veneer of concern and humanism, we actually really don't care too much about our heritage.
Nasser Rabat, historian and architect, director of the Aga Khan Program for Islamic Architecture at MIT. We understand there's a debate within the White House that President Obama, we're now hearing, did not want to do what his advisors wanted him to do and arm the rebels. He was worried about whose hands the arms would fall into. It seems like there's just a real standoff in Syria. I know what you'd like to see. You'd like to see it all stop. But what can possibly happen? Is there any way to, you know, to try to negotiate saving things? Or what is your...
I find it extremely difficult to figure out a way out of this morass. And I find it extremely difficult, as a matter of fact, to save the people and the country. My very pessimistic feeling, I should say, is that the country is going towards disintegration.
Obviously, I can see that's something that is profoundly sad to you.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Yeah. Nasser Rabat, again, historian, architect, director of the Aga Khan Program for Islamic Architecture at MIT. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
Well, thoughts are always welcome at herenow.org, where we have a web extra today, a conversation with the youngest Marine ever to receive the Medal of Honor. That's at hereandnow.org. Back after the break. Here and Now.